Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to another edition here. A shipment has arrived. Oh, sorry, people.
Shit on my pad, too.
But I don't remember ordering shit. I ordered a lot of shit, to be honest, whatever.
Oh, trust me, I forget too. I order so much shit nowadays from Amazon. Like, oh, damn, I forgot I had that.
You just gotta say, Alexa, where's my stuff?
Random packages in my fucking porch. Like, what the hell?
And then, like,
here are your deliveries. One delivery arrived today. One delivery will arrive tomorrow.
There you go.
All right, then. Thank you, Alexa.
Well, there it is.
So, yeah, I have something come tomorrow too, as well. So, thank you, Dropbox. Mm-hmm. And, she's like, Negro, what did you call me?
My name is Alexa, bitch.
Why don't men in your country have any respect?
Mm-hmm.
Trust me on this, Miss A. Our country is built on respecting women.
Yes.
We just saw it in a clip.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. I mean, who cares what his shirt says? That's minute and whatever. So.
Beside the point.
Yeah. So we can't do a bar review. I guess we could do a bar review because I don't know if you noticed, Cody, but quarantine's over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
that's what we're done with now.
Yeah, because COVID is just tucked in his chain and said, well, we're defeated. So
I did my due. Time to go.
So what we're going to do here now is we're having a first drop. And I wanted to do this because I just really want to open this bottle, goddammit. That's all I really want.
Good to me.
Yeah, that's really what the fuck it is. I really don't give a shit about, I need to stop looking at these tips on this damn thing or whatever. So I'd be like, looking at it, like,
shit, distracting.
How to clean your brush. Everybody knows you got to use water.
Water.
Yeah. So, unless you live in California, because it's a drought, apparently. And,
I got that deal with now, too. Great.
And a bird, too. Did you hear about that?
There's a bird? There's a bird now?
Yeah, like some kind of
bird. Jesus fucking Christ.
I heard about some bird. I didn't look into
what
it yet.
What is with this fucking year?
Hold on, I gotta look this up now. There's a bird,
there's
apparently.
Birds. What is it? A fucking, what's that dude's Alfred Hitchcock movie now? Is this what we're living in?
Birdcage?
Yeah, no, birds. Birds are fucking those people up.
Hit it, we can't do shit. Era. I just write era. COVID era.
It's like one thing goes, something else takes its fucking place. It's like Hydra.
Bird watching soars, aim at COVID. People are just fucking bored now. Damn it, I can't find this hard hit.
Oh,
hard.
Shit. I guess if the year you're going to do some crazy shit, 2020 is the fucking year. Let's get it all out of the way. I approve of that.
Apparently 2021 as well, too, maybe, like at the beginning of it. It's just going to be about a...
Well, this year especially.
This year is done with.
Yeah.
We kind of...
So I hope we get like the high level bullshit out this year, at least. Yeah, like the first half of 2021, we do like the.
So, like, all the stupid people just die or whatever?
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I'd
be down for that.
That'd be done. Yeah. So, but yeah, I've been seeing a bunch of people. I can't.
We got murdered birds. Ain't this a bitch?
It's something about birds, whatever, and stuff. Apparently. I swear, people act like they don't know. It's funny because people act like, oh man, before COVID, I don't know what to do with myself. You were sitting your ass at home, not doing a fucking thing, watching TV.
It's now put a spotlight on it. Oh, now there's nothing to do.
Now COVID.
Now you're making shit to not do.
I don't know what to do. Government wants me to stay in. Government don't want you to stay in. Yeah. If government wants you to stay in, you'd be getting fined for leaving in.
I tell you, most of these motherfuckers, they weren't going out every weekend. Like, you and I, we used to go out every fucking weekend.
Yeah.
Especially you, I know you.
No. I was homebody. I homebody. Women out there, I'm a homebody. I'm a good man. I come home.
I ain't shit at all.
I come home before 8 o'clock at night, and
go to bed. Yes.
Yeah, I go to bed.
A little bout of scotch, whatever.
Nightcap. What are you talking about?
That's it.
I drink ginger ale.
Yes.
A little ginger ale to put myself to sleep, and
a little chamomile tea.
I go sing Christmas carols to the neighbors.
You pray every night before you go to bed.
I don't know about that part, but.
That's going too far.
Yeah. But there's probably a good woman out there that could help me pray a little bit if you catch my drift. I'm down for the praying. Mm-hmm. Praying to Korean Jesus.
Yes.
And or Vietnamese Jesus too. Yeah, I mean that motherfucker got rhinestones and jewelry on, so I remember the Ice Cube was talking on and shit like that. So
rib with plum. Okay.
That sounds gross.
Might be good. I don't know.
I mean, maybe
I don't eat plums at all.
Plums are sweet as hell. They're really good. Whatever. We used to have a plum tree back here. Maybe if you like squirting the like with a lemon, you squirting the plum juice.
Some sort of glaze, something.
It actually might be good. Then never mind. Yeah, I like glazed. I like glazed. Anyway,
can't hold back.
We just had
conversation instantly.
Look, we've only had like 15 drinks or whatever. Okay.
Well, granted, this one we had was 13 point something, than that fucking bourbon. I don't know how much that proof that was.
It's MGP, so it's high. There you go. It's over 120, that's for sure.
Oh, there it is. That's that explains that.
Look here, Cody. It's about drinking.
That's what the show is. That's
water.
H2O.
H2O, baby. And that Gatorade.
The oldest drink on the planet.
Man, I think red wine is, because Jesus turned water.
Oh, that's right. No, yeah. Water came before. He turned water into red wine.
This is like the egg before the chicken kind of story.
Oh, okay.
Like, this is...
I do wonder, what did it come for?
God or water?
It will be the egg, right? That makes the most sense. It'd be like the little embryo and then the egg and turn into chicken.
No. But how do you know?
I don't fucking know. But that just makes most sense to me.
Let me call my good friend here on Instagram, C_ whatever the fuck his name is, whatever. He has a story. He's a Navy vet.
Okay.
Anyway, though, I hope you're listening, bitch. And so, by the way, I'm your Godfather Wiki. I'm JB.
I'm the Godfather Craft Beer.
And totally. This is another edition here of The Last Drop here. This is supposed to be Bar Review Week once again, but that's just...
Yeah, let's bring the bar home, fuck you.
Yeah, the bar is home here, whatever, especially in the Godfather Lounge. Mm-hmm. Fresh produce, you shouldn't refrigerate. Okay, that's cool.
Wait, what?
I don't refrigerate most of my produce anyway, so there you go.
I get like fruit, like apples and oranges. You have to do that, but lettuce and chicken, carrots, like
lettuce. I would do carrots. You don't have to do
that. Okay.
You don't have to. You can, whatever. It just depends, or whatever. You don't. I eat a lot of carrots, believe it or not. Nice move from CB. I need to stop looking at this damn thing. It's distracting.
Every
so
5 seconds.
We're just gonna do
cut
this.
Yeah. There you go. Be safe.
Yeah, there you go, Dropbot.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna put my mask over you. She's like, I do not want to wear that.
Mm-hmm.
I am free-spirited.
Yes.
I am like that.
I can't catch this bullshit.
I am like the people in Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Those people look old as fuck, too, by the way.
Old and
dumb. Well, I guess we'll see them in the hospital.
Yeah.
Grave. Yeah, that too, whatever. Wouldn't that be a story? Graves are overcrowded?
In Long Beach.
Damn. I could see that. It's like... It's like a shooting there every day anyway. So I had to get out of there. I was like, it's looking like the hood now. I was like, what's going on here?
They make a post on Instagram. You make a comment. See, he told y'all that Cassie comes back and said, man, that shit's fake. That ain't real, man.
Yeah, that ain't real, dude. Come on now.
So, cover,
what about that dead dog that was into your corner over there? Yeah, but what about them three that was lined up by your play? Whatever. Man, it's just three. So anyway, we're gonna get into this show. This is the first drop right here.
First drop.
And what we're gonna have here is I'm not gonna lie, I just decided to do this because I was like, I just really want to open this bottle. I'm ready to pour this thing. And plus, I got people asking me right now, literally right now, what does it taste like?
Pour it up.
So like,
pour
I'm gonna
shit up.
Go ahead and go grab this bottle real
pour
quick.
Pour it up.
It's literally right here.
In plain sight.
Yeah, it's in plain sight. It's my Cavalon X Bourbon Cask Total Wine Store pick.
I mean, let me get some bit of this shit. This is a little presentation right here.
So, you want the drop bot in the background?
Sure, why not?
Look at her! Oh, look, she went dark mode. Ain't that a
pin right here on my cork. I think it's one of my corks. I don't know. Maybe. There it is. Ooh, what is that right there, JB?
That Cavalon. Is some Cavalon X Bourbon Cask. The Total Wine Store pick.
Very nice. Look at that presentation.
And some crack cocaine.
There you go. A little silicone right there.
Turn that camera off. Okay. So, this thing, I just been wanting to open because there's a funny story behind this bottle. I went to, like I've been saying, a lot of allocated bottles have been dropping lately. I saw a Total Wine had just got their shipment in. And when I went there, I forgot what I bought there. And I saw the box of these sitting there on the floor. I looked by and walked by and just said, probably nothing. And then I saw a buddy of mine post the pic or whatever on Instagram saying, oh, man, Total Wine got these Cavalon store pics. And I looked and I was just like,
that's
what was in that box? Son of a fucking bitch.
Motherfucker.
And he's like, bro, he's like, man, this is a good pick right here, whatever. He's like, and I was looking at him, I was like, you got the glass? And he was like, what you think of this, JB? I was like,
look at that shit.
I said, I think you should go fuck yourself. So I was thinking, whatever. He was like, hey, don't be like that, man.
That's insane. Look at that presentation.
So I looked it up because I was in Long Beach Total Wine last time I let her go there because they didn't have it anymore. I was like, ain't this a bitch? So I go to Tustin, California, Orange County. They had it. One left. Got it right here. Bam, right here. 134 of these, number 111.
Wow.
And you can see the total wine label right there because that I want you to know.
134. Wow.
I got the, that was the day I decided to go crazy on Catalan. And I decided to grab this and I was like, that's it. I went to Long Beach Total Wine because I was in the area. Maybe I was getting Chick-fil-A. I forgot what I was doing. I was in the area and I was like, let me just stop at this Total Wine. They had it. And them motherfuckers tried to charge $70 more than what I paid for this one. I said, ain't you all Total Wines? Because I was like, I'm not going to get it. But I was like, have two? I was like, yeah, because I only paid, this was 110, so with tax came up like 120 or something stuff. Yeah, 120 on tax. Shit, so not, I was like,
not bad at all.
I said, I don't need another one, but I was
for
like,
for something that's that limited?
Yeah, I was like, I'll grab another one
then. That's damn good price. That's a really good
idea. You know how much Long Beach Total Wine had it for?
What, like two over 200?
199. I just stared. I was just like, I stared. I had to like, I even took a photo too. I took a photo. I was just like, let me cross analyze this. Get my board out. I put my whiteboard.
Tax too. It's like what? Almost $100 more?
A Total Wine employee, he was just like, where'd you get that whiteboard from? I said, I'm doing my Charlie Day skit right now. I need you to, just take a step back real quick, whatever and shit. Okay, can you just do that for me? And he was like, I can do that. I was just like,
yeah.
Why is this almost $100 more? He said, what do you mean? I said, what the fuck you mean? Goodbye. I just left. I was just like, what do I mean? What do you mean, what do I mean? Motherfucker, this bottle is only $109.
That's it.
You charging me $199. So I was like, well, I guess I ain't getting another one in. Because Long Beach is the only one that has them left. And they only have two left. So, and they charging $199. So I was like, I ain't getting that other one. Because I was like, man, I'd like to have two of these Cavalon glasses here. So,
yeah,
sure, why not? So... I washed it out before.
You know, okay.
So, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and
I was about to say you should sip out that one right now, but you are so.
Yeah. So, I already washed it. So this beauty comes in this nice little display case.
Oh, it's beautiful.
They have some without one.
Like so.
But I was like, why the fuck would I want that one? I want the one with the fucking display case and everything else into it. So, it's a great fucking price for this, especially because the ex-bourbon cask. I spent over $200 for that one. I have that one in the glass case. I spent over $200 for that one. So for Total Wine to have a store pick of that one, I'm like, yo, I'm all for it now. So Cavalon, if you don't know, is my favorite distillery going right now. That and Suntory. Asians, man, they just know the key to good whiskey, you know?
Cavalon, that's my favorite.
Unlike Fox News. Yeah, let's just open this bad boy up, man.
That shit open.
I'm curious to see what Total Wine did here. Let's see if they picked a good one. Total Wine's pretty good at picking Four Roses store picks, so we'll find out if they picked a good Cavalon little barrel here. Go ahead.
I think the hype is through the roof, at least in my opinion, because when you only make 134 bottles, you got to come with it. You got to come with it.
You know.
That's super fucking limited.
And Total Wine, although I do call bullshit on some of their store practices, they're much better than fucking BevMo.
Everything better than BevMo.
BevMo.
Shit, Ralph's better than BevMo.
Ralph's is way better than BevMo. BevMo is shit.
It's
okay?
Fucking trash.
It's fucking horrible.
I don't know why you get that shit the time of day back then. I was young. I didn't know.
Have you ever been to the one on Santa Monica Boulevard?
No.
It's shit.
They're all shit.
They don't. But that one's
fucking shit. That was the shittiest?
Oh, that one don't have a goddamn thing in it. And then Glenmorangie Signet, that bottle I have sitting down there, that bottle's like $209, right? BevMo got the audacity to charge $289 for it.
I think it's like my dick.
I was like,
getting down on these.
I went to the one because I was meeting up with my buddy Henry. We were doing a bottle exchange, and it's Pasadena, and we always meet up in front of this BevMo. He's like, you want to go inside and check it out? I was like, not really, but I'll just follow you because we can talk whiskey. I saw that bottle sitting there. I said, did that motherfucker shoot up to 289? He was like, no, it's just BevMo. I was like, oh.
That's like, always trash. They never refresh their stock, and all this shit is always old, particularly the beer. Always fucking old.
Hear that nice little cork pop right there?
Always fucking old.
Their beer is shit there, though. Shitty. I remember I used to enjoy looking at their beer over there.
Yeah, same here.
That was stupid back then. Yeah. I used to enjoy looking at their whiskey. It looked like the same shit.
think, sir?
Like the same shit that I've seen everywhere. Oh.
Oh my god.
Yep. M-A-I. Mm.
What's the proof on this?
So this is 55.6% alcohol. So you're looking at about 112.
Yeah, you get a little alcohol in the nose. Not a lot.
The color is really light.
It's light. Yeah, it's
really
light.
It's really light compared to the ex-bourbon cast that I have.
That's true. Yeah. It's like actually pretty gold, honestly.
Yeah, it's like a golden gold, bronze. Yeah. Looks like that motherfucker Xerxes from 300.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Nice lacing on there. So, the alcohol
so I'm drinking out of my Glencairn Cavalon glass.
Yeah, that's a straight up Glencairn glass right here.
This glass came with the box set too, by the way, which is fucking gorgeous. It still has like the Cavalon tasting notes and everything in it. Their color, they say Cattle Egret. What the fuck is that?
What is that?
Cattle Egret?
What the fuck is that?
What color is that?
What the hell's an egret?
I know what a cattle is.
Yeah, I know what a cattle is, yeah.
I think I do.
Okay, I agree with the smell. Yeah, clean, fresh.
I wasn't tropical. Going that far yet. I'm still on the color.
I was reading ahead.
I'm still on the color. Yeah, exactly. Alexa, what is an egret?
Egrets are herons which have white or buff plumage and develop fine plumes during the breeding season. Egrets are not a biologically distinct group from the herons and have the same build.
We're talking about birds.
It's many not, egrets are members of the genera Egretta or are.
Yeah, we're talking about birds earlier, but that ain't what we talking about here.
She spelled it the same way. So okay. Cavalon's killing birds now. Yeah. Shit. Hey.
I guess it makes sense that birds now, right?
Yeah, because they talking about like shit birds invading now. Yeah, so yeah, hey, Cavalon's doing us a favor then. All right, cool. I appreciate you, Cavalon. Yeah, so we drinking bird now.
Yes.
Okay, shit. Hey, next week on The Last Drop, we'll be eating dog.
Yes.
wow. So it's a cattle bird.
Cattle bird.
So
it was a cow bird? A bull bird?
So a cattle fucked a bird.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And out came
Dr. Monroe shit.
You know, my mom told me this story once when she was a kid that she saw a cat fucking a rabbit.
Okay.
And they had kids.
What? Come again?
Yeah, and they had fucking babies or whatever and
what
shit.
What the fuck did that look like?
Oh, she said they didn't live long. Whatever.
Kill me?
Yeah. It looked like that fucking green thing from Simpsons.
Yeah, or South Park.
Everything. every time I breathe is agony.
Kill me.
Kill me.
Kill me.
Yeah, that's what she said it looked like. She said they didn't live long. And she's like, they was all disfigured and shit. I was like, yeah, I assume. That must have been one horny ass cat, by the way.
Yeah, that's probably not the first time that happened. That probably happened multiple times throughout the history. Like a bunch of just species that like shouldn't have been breeding at all.
Yeah. Except for like lions and panthers and shit like
that. Makes they're both cats.
Yeah.
That
makes sense. So I assume they probably come out like, you know, they're just like.
Or like you know, like a husky, you know, like a Pomeranian or something. Yeah. Like that. Yeah, it works out. Yeah.
But any other animal fucking a rabbit.
Nah, when you break the species chain, that's when it becomes all fucked up.
It's like Elmer Fudd fucking around Bugs Bunny.
Yeah. Oh, rabbit season.
shit. I'm finished. He's like, oh, rabbit season, my favorite season. Yeah. Oh, why the fuck does he have a fucking Neil Blomkamp? Man, I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm reading the nose. That's all that's on point.
I haven't even read it yet, but.
Yeah. So, I mean, I usually like to smell shit myself, but I couldn't help but read it because you're already reading shit, so.
I was reading that color because I didn't understand that
clean
shit.
Clean and fresh tropical fruitness.
It smells clean. It has
pleasant
tropical
hints of
fruit.
Vanilla, coconut, and spices. I don't get the coconut per se, but.
No, I don't get coconut.
Else, yeah, I get that.
Spices, some fruit in there. Tropical vanilla, fruit mainly,
tropical
whatever
fruit,
stuff.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, it smells real clean, fresh. It smells like good
but
summer.
All Cavalon has a chocolate or caramel taste into it or whatever. So,
I mean, taste or aroma? It ain't definitely an aroma.
Aroma and taste.
Aroma.
Yeah, so there's a caramel aroma, and then the taste is always chocolate.
I don't smell any of that aroma.
So they always, that's in all their ingredients.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah, that's in all their ingredients, whatever, and shit like that. They always use chocolate.
I haven't read the tasting notes yet, but I'm interested to see what they say after I taste it.
I don't even need to read it. I just know that because being a fanboy, whatever, of Cavalon, whatever, they use chocolate. Back in 2016, when I first heard of Cavalon, Cavalon always used chocolate.
I turned my dad on that shit. Last time I was out here, we went to father's office.
Yeah, your brother loves him.
Yes. Yeah. They're good. They're good now.
My brother loves him. It's all great.
Yeah. I turned him on that King Car. I was shit.
That's sitting right up there. Whatever. Yeah.
That was the first Cavalon I had.
Really?
Yeah, King Car.
Man. First one I had was a Solus bottle. Oh, yeah. So I'm spoiled. Oh, yeah. Yeah. First one I had was Sherry Cask Cash Strength Solus. Shit. Yeah, so.
That smells great.
I didn't even know what an American
really smells like. A really good summer, spring, end of spring, beginning of summer whiskey. So
you like, know what this smells season. Like? This smells like a spring plum.
Yeah, I can see that.
It smells sweet and aromatic.
Aromatic?
It's just.
Like I said, a lot of these whiskeys, like a really good whiskey body, you make an air freshener out of this shit, it'd be perfect.
I will say this too. I've never had a bad Cavillon yet.
I mean, yeah.
Even the lower bottles, when you step to
the. Even the lower ones better than like. Let's say like Glenfiddich's Best or some shit like that.
Glenfiddich 18.
Yes. Yeah, that's supposed to be the best, right?
That's like 180 fucking nine.
Fuck off, man. Well, I'll never forget that episode. We started the year with that shit, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. That's still the worst of them,
too. Oh, man, that shit sucked.
I don't know what the lowest rating I get. That bad beer
we. Yeah, worst, too bad. I think even I remember that was, like, coming up in the whiskey, you know, game, if you will. Glenfiddich was highly talked about. Oh, Glenfiddich. Yeah, that's one of the ones. Yeah.
Funny thing was, I talked shit before I even sipped those. I was just like, yeah, Glenfiddich.
Oh, worse than whatever. Oh, shit.
I hate that fucking 15-year.
That was like the worst.
Despise that fucking bottle or whatever. Look at this one, though. 109 plus tax, whatever and shit.
Oh, come on, man. With the presentation.
It's glass. Cheaper than fucking Glenfiddich 18 or whatever and stuff, so.
I'm ready to dig in, man.
Yeah, I'm ready to dig in those, too. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, my God.
This tastes like...
Oh, my God.
This tastes like amber grain.
Oh, my God.
Wow, this is a good
strong... That is... Come on, man.
This is a good strong finish right there.
This... Wow. God, Dick Cavillon, dude. Every fucking time.
Total Wine picked a nice barrel.
Every time, dude. Cavillon. You really can't go wrong. Whatever you drink.
I think more credit goes to Total Wine.
Shit, Cavillon made it.
Total Wine picked it.
Cavillon made it.
Total Wine picked it.
Yeah.
It's a store pick. Total Wine picked it. Yeah. Kind of like my bottle. It's a store pick. Yeah. They didn't release these on like, because the ex-bourbon tastes way different from this one.
I'm just saying, what we're tasting right now, Cavillon made it.
But so you can only get it at Total Wine.
I get that.
So therefore.
They made it though.
So therefore, they were never going to release this. So Total Wine released it.
Okay, good point.
So.
You got a point there.
I'm just saying.
You got a point there.
Total Wine gets some credit there.
You got a point there.
They're going to let this shit sit in the fucking shelves.
That's stupid to me, but okay.
They have a better one, that's why. The ex-bourbon cast is great.
It's better. Jesus Christ, this is...
And this is good.
Man.
This one is lighter on alcohol.
Lighter, yeah, there's not much alcohol by
it. I was comparing it to the ex-bourbon cast.
Not a whole lot of alcohol bite, but those tropical fruits, they transfer over from the aroma. You get a lot of that. Super tropical. Vanilla.
Even more on the nose now, too, after you sip it. It's definitely more tropical, too.
You know, man, I wish we got to invest in those droppers. I want to see what it tastes like with a little drop of water in here.
I would never put that in Cavillon.
No?
No, you only do that for bourbon. Bourbon, you only put water in bourbon. You never put that in any other kind of whiskey or whatever.
Gotcha.
And Taiwanese whiskey fall more in the Scotch territory.
I'm still learning, people.
And Taiwanese whiskey falls more in the Scotch territory because of single malts. So for Scotches, water doesn't do anything for Scotches or whatever. So water is only for bourbon because obviously it's a bourbon barrel or whatever. Where in these cases, not so much. So. That's good right there, though. That's fucking phenomenal. Man. Mm.
Oh, yeah, like a toasty oak finish?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's where that ex-bourbon cast comes from right there.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
From what I remember on the ex-bourbon cast, that Total Wine didn't pick, whatever, because they have the ex-bourbon cast has that green label shit. I think I posted a picture of it. It's more oaky. A little bit higher on the percentage of alcohol here.
So you're more of like a lingering burn.
Tropical fruits are about the same, but it's more wood grain, I would say. This one is really fucking good, though.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Hey, man. BevMo, get a pick.
I'm good.
That'd be the only way I'd come back to you.
Well, if you go Cavillon, I guess it really can't go wrong, right?
Bemo don't have any Cavalon's water. That's exactly why. Because Bemo don't. Totemwine is like the lower end Cavalon, so of course they would do like a. Well, they have a port cast too, so. Port cast, that's pretty high end, so. It's like 260. I have that motherfucker. But these right here. Bemo, I don't think they do. They do like the original and the concert master. They don't really do any other bottles, so of course they're not going to pick anything, but. Plus, Bemo's shit. Yeah. Oh, see, now in this smell, there's way more alcohol. That's crazy right there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little more stinky.
Every sip now, I get like a different scent now, whatever. That previous scent was like straight tropical. I took a sip, now it's just.
Still opening up.
Mmm. Oh, man.
Yeah, mellows out after initial few whiffs in your nose.
Selected by and then bottled exclusively by Total Wine and More.
That was bottled by Total Wine, too.
Yes. Wow.
Nice.
Gotta give Total Wine that credit.
Yeah, I think this follows the nose pretty much on point. Like B for B pretty much, in my opinion.
I didn't read those notes, but
Like I said, I never really got the coconut, but
I'm not getting that coconut,
else,
yeah.
Everything else I got.
That coconut,
I might get that at all.
I don't eat a lot of coconut, but I know what coconut tastes like.
Same here, I don't eat a whole lot of coconut either, but I know what it tastes like.
I don't drink a lot of coconuts too, but I'm still not getting that. With every sip too, I get like a different one of these notes here.
Yeah, what did it say in the flavor notes? I haven't read that yet. What did it say that?
Let's see. You get well balanced, definitely that. Yeah. Natural sweetness, vanilla and oak spices, round and complex with silky smoothness.
Yeah,
it is definitely smooth. It's
I get like the toasty oak, the tropical fruits. Yeah, I get that.
And the spices too that come with that fruit.
Yeah, that's a little spicy.
A little spice on there. Something. The only thing is that fucking coconut.
Coconut, I don't get that. Yeah,
that's getting stronger every sip now. Maybe it's there. It's just hidden because the alcohol.
I'm about to be super hidden because I get no coconut. I would like it. That'd be cool, but I'm not getting it. I know you're looking for it right now too. Can't find it.
The taste, it's barely there.
Now, would you even think about it if it didn't say it though?
No.
Yeah, so that's placebo.
Now shit. I'm looking for it or whatever shit, and yeah, I can. It's barely there though.
I don't get it at all.
It's on the taste. It ain't on the nose. I'm not getting it on the nose, definitely. Because the nose, I'm just getting straight alcohol and tropical. Well, I'm not.
I'm getting tropical fruit, man, and the slight vanilla.
Oh, see, when I take the sip and smell it, I get the vanilla.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, vanilla for sure.
Yeah.
Coconut, nope. Nowhere to be found.
See, I'm getting coconut in the taste now. But that ain't. Apparently, these notes were here. You don't get
them. I just get that vanilla, baby. That vanilla and that toasted oak.
Well, alcohol's getting stronger now too.
Like the tropical fruit died back. I'm just getting like vanilla and oak right now.
We can take a little deep breath or whatever. That alcohol
it's still on the sticks out. Still on the nose though. The tropical fruit
alcohol sticks out like a motherfucker now. Jesus Christ!
Yeah, that it was initial smell that I got the alcohol burn, but I'm not really getting that now.
That's all I'm getting now.
That's good.
Well, coconut or no coconut.
I think I'm going to have to give this
1.5.
I think I'm going to have to give this
1.5.
Last drop. I know this is kind of par for the course with these Cavalon bottles.
Last drop was 1.5.
Probably getting bored. Yes. Probably get bored by saying, "Oh, Cavalon, last drop. Try something new." I'm sorry, they can't bring out fire bottles. Stop bringing out.
God, are you guys on Cavalon's payrolls?
Shit, I wish.
I am.
I
talk to them all the time.
they're my favorite distillery, and they're still making the best quality shit I've had trying to show this far. So yeah, for me, Godfather Craft Beer, the whiskey noob, if you will, still a whiskey noob, slash drop.
Okay, I'm getting the coconut now.
I still don't get it.
Wow.
I think you sure not placebo, man? You know that shit that it affects a lot.
Every sip, there's a different scent to it, whatever shit like that. It's definitely coming more the lower you get down. Whatever. Okay,
maybe. Yeah. I don't get that. Not like I'm missing or anything. I don't give a fuck. But
that's fucking crazy. I love that. Every time I take a sip, it smells differently in this glass, whatever and shit. Though.
Ah,
like the alcohol has faded away now.
You see, coconut and vanilla, it's just straight caramel. Kind of blended in because it was like sweet. So maybe.
Definitely is sweet, whatever. I love that, like, the alcohol's not on the scent now.
It's because if there is any coconut, it's just aroma. Definitely. I'm not getting flavored. No, not at all.
Oh, it's what it says on here, coconut's not flavored. Yeah. It's just the nose, whatever, and shit.
Maybe, but it's, yeah.
It's crazy how this glass smells so different after every sip, though. Like, alcohol's not even on the scent anymore, and that was, like, my main characteristic.
Yeah, because the taste is consistent. That's fucking delicious.
Wow, this is amazing. It's the Cavalon glass.
There's another 1.5 from you, JB.
It's the Cavalon glass. I wish they wouldn't have given me this. This is not 1.5. This is a 1.0. This is a regular one. Cavalon don't get no 1.5. You got your goddamn mind.
My heart.
I ain't paid like you. Shit, I ain't bought off.
I'm a shill.
I'm keeping it clean and fresh, baby. Mm-hmm. Shit, this is a... That one tastes like the first sip I had. Caramel, vanilla, alcohol.
See, I don't get a whole lot of caramel.
Vanilla. That's like a mango or something like that.
Oaky. Yeah, I'm not getting more fruits either. I'm getting the oak and vanilla.
I told you, that glass changes every time you sip it.
That's it. That's all I'm getting. I don't mind either. It's delicious.
Now we're back. Now it's back to the alcohol. That's fucking crazy. I love this right here. It's very unique. Mm. Wow. Now it's just straight caramel on the palate now. I love this now. Every sip is like something new to get in this flavor there. I see why Total Wine picked this now. Right? Like, give us this.
It's perfect, too. Kind of cool down here, too. Not all hot and sweating shit.
I like when it's sweaty and hot.
Yeah. Well, of course you do.
Yeah. Yeah, I like seeing Brock over here. I like seeing Brock over here, just like, you know, losing his shit. I was hoping he'd make him pass out. And get that booty.
Yeah, you got it. Passed out.
Hey, calm down, Lakeith.
My doppelganger.
Down. Yeah, your doppelganger.
Yeah.
You will be Brock to me, but Lakeith
to everybody else.
To my sister.
Just, yes.
Dominic will call you. Negro.
Yes.
Negro that he will rob.
Give me your shirt.
Yes.
I want that shirt.
I want that power. I want
that shirt.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and down what's left in here. And we're going
to What is your final rating, sir?
That was a straight tropical fruit right there. Wow. That was really fucking good. That was like...
I would have got that in the first sip.
That was like straight mango, like a little bit of papaya or something like that. Man, this was... That was unique right there. I like that.
I'm getting vanilla and oak right now.
Wow, that was really fucking good. So,
I got that in the first sip.
Yeah, I'm going to get this to the last drop, man. I love the uniqueness of this.
Last drops all around. It's a couple of these hitters.
This was really good right here. Every sip was something... It showed almost all of its characteristics and stated right there or whatever. And every sip, it went back and forth in between. It's almost like the glass itself was trying to tell you something. It's trying to tell you a story of how it opens up itself to you. You know, you ever had someone just open up to you, Cody?
Yes.
And then you tell them...
More ways than one.
And then you tell them, I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear that shit. Yeah. And then next you know, they hate you forever. And you're just like, you'll be back.
I'm sorry. I didn't feel like hear shit on that particular day. Probably ever, but especially that particular day. I don't tell me your problems. Like Greg Coles used to say. Don't tell me your fucking problems.
I don't want to hear about your ex after I fucked you.
No, why? Why are we talking about him? Yeah. He's hearing me fucking. I don't even want to hear about him.
Well,
he's not in here.
You didn't do it like she did it. So that's why.
Never mind.
Well, I did like how I did it, so I'm going to leave. So, yeah, this is getting...
Last drops all around.
It's getting 1.5s all around. What you think, Pigpen? Oh, man, shit.
Your cork.
My nose is crooked now, baby.
I like this little cork. That's adorable.
Yeah, well, he's kind of an alcoholic.
Yeah, look at this motherfucker.
Don't let him drink from your bottle.
I think he got there at that point.
Don't let him drink from your bottle, though. That motherfucker got COVID.
That's what I say. He's patient zero.
Yeah, that motherfucker clearly got COVID. Why you think
he's... Came from him.
Eyes all crooked and shit.
Munch on that back.
Motherfucker eyes all crooked and shit. Yeah. I tell you a story.
So you don't have like actual eyeballs.
No.
It's like, no, he's fucked up.
Got all these little dirt marks on him and shit.
Balding like a motherfucker. He's It's still porous.
I don't know if that's balding or dirt marks, but
no, look at all you see is a scalp.
He looked like
dirt marks. All you see is a scalp.
He looked like a fucked up Chucky doll.
Damn, actually, you know what he does?
Actually, Chucky looked better than him, right? Yeah,
Chucky does look better than him.
Yeah, even Chucky's
even stitched up and shit.
I would like if Chucky was real. I would keep him by the door, and Chucky look at him and go like, God. Damn.
I thought I looked fucked up.
I don't need to kill.
Like a fucking pig did.
He's like, I won't kill this fucker. He's dying slowly by looking at this motherfucker. And I'd be like, thank you, Pigpen. Thank you. But, you know, hey, he was, you know, he's here. And, wow, $20-something, huh? Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of price for it.
You are my favorite character, so.
What I got to ask you, but he's expensive. But that's like, oh, it's fine. But a $20 fucking pig did, like, damn.
I can't fuck him, so I mean, so I need these bottles. I can do whatever I want with them. You don't know what you was drinking.
True.
Shit, I pissed in that bottle.
You probably did.
Nah.
Probably not that one particularly. You probably pissed in some bottle I drank at some point.
No. I fucked a bottle before that you drank.
Oh, yeah, well, same.
Yeah.
So your dick essence is somewhere in that bottle.
Look, I pulled out.
That doesn't really make me feel better. But I
look, my dick is cured of STD.
So by the way, I drank some of your dick essence at some point, right?
Look, Cody. Look, Brock. The way your eyes be rolling,
little up. You inside of me, right?
That's look here, right? Cody. Look. If we're gonna enjoy this partnership here,
well, that's what this is.
Yeah. Then you need to feel the whole essence.
Oh, I'm sure I got plenty of essence to me at this point. Yeah. Not necessarily feeling it, but it's inside of me.
It's like a Gold Dust Productions, man. Okay, shit. You need to. You need to just take in all them.
You motherfucker, man.
You take all them juices. Okay, shit. And ain't nobody providing better juices.
Oh, yeah. Like your shit mixes all kinds of stuff.
Goddamn right, shit.
All kind of nationalities.
Goddamn right, whatever.
Planets.
I pissed blue the other day.
Shit, you know, Captain Kirk was bad.
Goddamn right, whatever. I pissed blue the other day. It looked like neon lights. Yeah. Everybody talking about these whales in the ocean and shit.
Yeah, you said the bioluminescent
fuck
shit.
Fuck all that. My penis is
I was like, how is this JB's piss in the ocean?
Thank you, whatever. Thank you, shit.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
Yeah, I flushed it. Yeah, that's what went down in the ocean, whatever. And I made sure. I'm going to Long Beach specifically to go piss.
Like, oh, look at these waves. Like, you know, you're stepping JB's piss, right?
That's JB's what that is. Piss right there, whatever, and shit, whatever, and stuff. And they still doing, you know, like tests on this, whatever. They're trying to figure it out. And the government.
I got it right here.
The government came to me and said, hey, we need to do studies on that. I said, nah.
Shit, that might be the cure for corona.
It is, but I don't feel like sharing it. After y'all.
Oh, you're not going to pay you.
Not after the other day with the motherfuckers in the comment section. Yeah.
They don't deserve it.
Yeah. Only the jet flying people are going to get this. And mainly the dudes and women.
Mm-hmm.
Not everything that's like retarded. So, with that said, though, people, that is.
That's all she wrote.
Yeah, that is.
That was delicious.
That is the first drop right there.
Avalon. Mm. Damn, never go wrong.
That glass smells fucking great, by the way. Empty as shit. That
glass. That is sweetness.
Holy shit, that smells. That smells really fucking good.
Yep, smells exactly the same.
Yeah, that's some. Jesus. It's like a tropical chocolate in there or something like that.
Super tropical.
Oh my god, that is really fucking good right there.
Oh man. Imagine sipping on this shit in the Bahamas or something. Damn.
So anyway, Cody, you need to leave. And
let's fuck your whole day up.
How'd that get there? Oh, Cody, hey, oh, how did that get there? Whatever. It's almost like it called to me. You must have put it there.
Not the first time.
Answer yourself, sir. Jesus Christ, whatever. So like we always say, I'm your godfather with you. I'm JB.
I'm the godfather, crap beer, Cody.
And livers will never be the same.
Glasses will never be dry.